I'm Dan Abnett, and you're listening to Sean Hammer.
I'm not dead, nothing like that. It is a relatively shorter break than I've taken before, so let's go with that. Just been busy at work and home. Let's see, let's start off today with telling you what I've been doing. I've been painting. Believe it or not, I've been painting. I've screwing around with Warcry, painting Corvus Cult, which we'll go over one day. A key model from the Untamed Beast, and what's the other one? The Night Hunt. And, you know, I'm a little bit quirky on that stuff. I painted one of my Night Hunt, like, Skeletor, and the Beastman guy, the Untamed Beast with the spear. I painted up a Beastman, so I'm going to make an Eternian, Warcry, Warband. I don't know how it's going to work, I don't care, I just want to make it. But you ask, okay. I've been painting the Corvus Cult, let's start there. But I've been working on Molly. My Molly box came in with everything. I don't know if I discussed that last term. So I did up my Archie. I did my, basically, the Necrotic Machine, Molly, two Skellawags. My boot. Oh, the Philip and the Nanny so far. And, let's see. Oh, I did my own Rogue Necromancy using Reaper and Games Workshop pieces to represent a piratey Rogue Necromancy. But I've been busy painting, so that's pretty cool. Reading. Trying to go over stuff, and of course I has Uncanny Knack of having to own stuff in eBay's completely at fault for this, and I might actually have to go into the fact of seek a legal representation. Not really, I just like to go on eBay. But anyway, that will be today's podcast, today's show, today's episode will be about my latest purchase for Malifaux for this 10 Thunders. I bought the Yuko box set. Okay, so, I like going everything, but sometimes priorities take precedence. So you gotta say, alright, well, you got this Yuko box set, you know, it comes with a guy that kinda looks like the man from Iron Fist, and kinda like Thunder, a big from Little China, so, alright, cool. There's a little geisha girl in there, okay, cool. Three geishas, so those are new, so I'm like, okay, and Yuko. Alright, that's the box. It was going for about $50 to $42 on a regular basis. Someone put it on for $23. I bought it. That's all I needed to get into that. And I found out through adventuring through different apps and cards that I purchased that they may be pretty fun. They are part of, like, I don't know, a gang of prostitutes, I guess, that are alive, so. But anyway, that's about it. But they highly, highly, highly use pass tokens. So I'm going to read off a little bit what pass tokens are. It's a new thing for Malifaux that exists. So we have to live with it. Do I kind of like it? No. Do I think it's, if you got less models, you got less models. Why should you be able to earn pass tokens? But anyway, here they are. At the end of your start phase, count the number of models each crew has in play. The model fewer models gains pass tokens equal to the difference. I play little tiny armies that have a lot of models, and it was like bullshit. You get out activated. But during the activation phase, the player may discard a pass token in lieu of choosing a model to activate. If they do so, they may draw a card if they have fewer cards in hand than their opponent. So talk about some type of crutch, huh? And this is what sucks, and we'll get there later. Either way, the opponent then becomes the active player and continues the activation phase. Okay, next up we have in the start phase of the next turn. After players have the opportunity to cheat fate in their initiative flip, each player adds the number of pass tokens they possess to their initiative total and then discards all the pass tokens. So they go away. You're only going to gain them through trickery, which this you go cruise belt, and being less models than your opposing player. Kind of blows, because you know you might have some tank units that cost more, so it might be definitely. I don't know. I haven't really played a game yet, so don't really bank on what I have to say, really. But let's go ahead and my how I interpret the new box for Yuko. Looks pretty cool on the outside. She's running around. She's the Kui and Gong, I think, is what it's called. That's their keyword. And, yeah, so, opening up the box, I see a lot of dainty figures. And so I'm like, oh, okay, and not only that, my eyesight's going, so putting crap together is even more damaging than what it's worth, but I manage. So here we go. In that box, let's go ahead and start with the Master. Alright, which Yoku Hamasaki. Okay. I know. She's on pretty decent stats, I guess. 30mm base, height 2, hit points 10, movement 5, defense 5, willpower 7. She has an ability called Serene Continence. And there might be a model or two that have the same thing, so I may not read what they have. But if this target, if an enemy attack actions target this model, it suffers negative to the duel. So they're automatically handing out a duel. I mean, a negative if they are targeting you. All these jackcrackers have leverage, which is during the start phase. If the opposing player has revealed any schemes, this model's crew may gain a pass token. Before performing a duel, this model may discard a pass token to receive a plus to that duel. Alright, so here we go. Looking at that right now, Yuko's crew is going to basically be about control and through pass tokens and what they can do. Here we got Unseen Manipulator. So, if Yuko is the leader, the opposing player's maximum hand size is reduced to 2. So, they're automatically always going to be able to get that card. Well, maximum through play, I don't know. Shells has informants. When an enemy model starts its activation within 6 inches, balls, or aura of this model, this model may look at the top of either card's player's fate decks. Place that card in the bottom of that player's fate deck. So it gives you a little bit of fate deck control. That's the front of her card. Like I said, she's Queen Kui and Gong. She's got exotic weapons, range of 1, stat 5 with crow, resistance defense, and target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. You got the tome in there for a trigger. Oh, beautiful clothes. Target gains distraction. It's distracted. With the built-in crow, though, this trigger may only be declared if no other enemy model other than the target is within 12 inches in line of sight of this model. When resolving, the target suffers plus 1 damage, and damage from its action ignores armor. I like that. I do. Now she got her Riddles in the Dark. Range 10, 6 stat, resistance, willpower. Target gains distracted plus, where X is the difference in the number of cards in each player's control hand to a maximum of 2. Now you throw a tome in there, Information Network. This trigger may either be resolved immediately or after resolving, draw a card. She has blackmail, range of 6, stat 6. This action cannot target the same model more than once per activation, non-enemy leader model only. The target may discard up to 2 cards. This model's crew gains 2 pass tokens, minus 1 for each card discarded. With a mask, we own you. When resolving, if the target discards 1 card or less, the target takes an action controlled by this model. So you can, you know, you're blackmail, you can control their actions. I don't know what you expect. and backroom dealings. The cards have this little lightning bolt symbol, and these are basically your free actions, which are your zero actions in the past. Range 10, stat 7 with a book, resist willpower. Enemy only. They reveal the target's control hand. With that built-in tome, risking it all. Choose a suit. When resolving, the target suffers 1 damage for each card on the chosen suit in the opposing player's control hand. Pretty cool. But if you got if you don't want to use the tome and you got a crow, you can do shady dealings. For each of the opposing player's unrevealed schemes, the target must discard a random card. So, here we go. We're really hitting your freaking hand, and that's what we're about. We're weak little girls. Not all of them, but they are. She's got her henchmen, her henchmen or totem. She's also an enforcer. Comes free now in Malifaux if you have the master that you serve with and you bring them instead of another totem or something, you get your totem for free. It's a little girl, Chiyo Hamasaki. So she's got disguise, so she can't be targeted by charge act. She cannot be the target of actions generated by the charge action. So, no one's coming up, walking up to you and doing a free action for a charge because, well, you just can't do it. Stealth. You cannot target this model more than 6 inches away. Subterfuge. When the enemy scheme marker will be dropped within 6 inches of this model may discard a card. If it does, a friendly scheme marker is dropped instead. It's like, thank you. Just nod and smile. Courtesy. Inconspicuous. During the start phase, if this model's on the enemy half of the table, this model's crew gains 2 pass tokens before performing a duel. This model may discard a pass token to gain plus 2 that duel. And that's all just what she does for being there. Attack action, sharp wit. Target gain slow. With a mask, you rake the eyes, so basically the target must reveal the top 3 cards of his fate deck and discard any of the chosen suit. The target, you choose a suit when you rake the eyes. Place the rest on top in any order. Pilfer, target must be able to use soul stones. Enemy models only, target must discard a soul stone. And if I do, she gets one. She's like a little pickpocket. She's got biting insult, which is, there's a biting insult. Target grains distracted 1. If the target is not yet activated, this turn this model's crew gains pass token. Seeing the theme here, this pass token stuff. Misinformation. Enemy only. Target reveals its control hand and discards up to 2 cards of this model's choice. Then the target draws a number of cards equal to the number of cards discarded. So, yeah, you can, stack the opponent's hand for them with whatever's chosen suit you want, then damage him with Yuko, because why not? Henchmen available for her are, this is, next one, I'll get all good. We got Bill Agron, that's the guy with a hat, funky hat. 9 soul stones, 30 millimeter base. About average stats. Armor plus 1. Bodyguard. Other friendly models within 2 inches have cover. We have unfinished business. After imposing player reveals a scheme, this model heals 3 and gains fast. Very cool. Leverage. Same thing we wrote off. And ruthless. This model ignores terrifying and manipulative abilities of other models. He's got a Naginata. Range of 2. Stat 6. Resist defense with a 3-4-4 damage, and this model may push up to 2 inches away from this model. With a ram in there, it's critical strike, same as before, and if you got a mask, you're coming with me. Push the target up to 3 inches any direction, then place this model into base contact with it. So, kind of like a little come here. Oh, he's got a challenge, free action, range 8, resist willpower, and basically into the end of the phase where this model's killed, whichever comes first. The target must discard a card to target any model other than this model within action. So you can kind of fade away and say, make you more hand control, focused attention with a tone. Gains focus. He's got the Stoic nod. Basically, other friendly models, targets, heal 1, 2, or 3. No galvanizing. What I like to call it is the rock smolder. Another friendly model within 3 inches of this model gains focus. I thought this one was funny. Heroic intervention. It's a term in Warhammer, but it's range 6, and basically you put this on enemy only. Push all other friendly models within 1 inches of the target 5 inches away from the target, then push this model 6 inches towards the target. This model may take an attack action targeting the same model. So yeah, he jumps in and hits stuff with a crow. It's a debt of gratitude. The target must remove a ski marker friendly to its hits crew from anywhere in play, but if it cannot, it suffers 2 damage. Not bad. It's a nice little beater. Not sure how I feel about it, but I am freaking happy about this other one that I feel better about. Hinamatsu. Yeah. The forearm puppet lady. She is, in fact, Kui and Gong. She's also a puppet, so you can run a Rukulati or a master in your puppet crew if you want to use a henchman as a master, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I like her. Stats are, 40mm base, and that's what brought me to buy this crew as well. I had a whole bunch of, I don't know who they were, Micro Arts miniatures, their triad bases, and I thought, well, this unit would look good on there, and I already had Hinamatsu on one. This puppet has 2 armor. She's got leverage. So, just as all the other ones. Rush, when this model takes a charge action, increase the distance it pushes up by up to 2. She's wicked, so when this model makes a successful attack action generated by a enemy model's disengaging action, this model may resolve the action's normal effects, including triggers, instead of reducing the enemy's push distance. Whew. She's got flurry. So, basically, once per turn, if this model receives attack action during its activation, it may discard guard to take the action again. Her sword is out there, 6 plus with a. What is that? It's got its own little plus. I gotta figure out what the hell that means. But anyway, target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. Oh, stat 6, because she's got like a whole bunch of. arms, so it's just kind of like paired, so it's a stat 6 with a plus flip. Armor piercing, when resolving damage from this attack, it ignores armor with a tome and onslaught. Take this action again, targeting the same model, and that will be with a mask. She has lure. So, you know, even in Malifaux, you got an attractive sex doll, right? Range of 12, stat 6, resist willpower, target number 12. Move the target its move toward this model. With a ram, it's rip and tear, which you can take an action during the model. And this action receives a plus to its dual, so because if you take action with a thing, it's plus 2 flip on 6. Anyway, but beautiful close with a tome. Target's distracted. We have for a free action, aggressive stance. Enemy models within range, which this would be 3 inches, must pass a target number 13 willpower duel or gain distracted 1. I was really, she's not in the box. I should have to name all that, but I'm going over pretty much all the Kui and Gong models. So that's what your options are for henchmen. No enforcers, believe it or not, but there is some. Minions. First, let's go ahead and hit the geisha. These are the ones that come in the box. Disguise, distraction, which is enemy models with 2 inches. This model suffer negative on weapon willpower duels, leverage, same as all the other ones. Not much going on, but we're only talking. How much is the model? 4 points. We got sharp whip. Target gang slow, and beautiful clothes. If you get the tome, you're distracted. And unrequited love, enemy only. Choose another model within this target's line of fire. If the chosen model gains distracted, plus 1. So, yeah, they're all showing legs and making people jealous. And here they go. They have lure as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of lure into this thing. this crew, moved towards this model, galvanized another friendly model within 3 inches of this model, gains focused 1. So you can pass out some free focus here and there as you're setting some up with your little geisha ladies. Geisha. And that is it that comes with the box of that. 3 geisha. Yuko Hamanatsu. Bill. And the little girl. Now you look at that and you're just like, okay, I can manage that. About a lot of it, freaking Bill's gonna have to do a lot of the heavy lifting and stuff, I suppose. So let's go ahead. But never fear, Bill doesn't have to do all the heavy lifting. The rest of his minions are, we have Charm Warders, we'll go over there. Kabuki Warriors, I think they're new. We got Kunochi or Kunaki, I don't know. It's kind of like the Japanese equivalent of Noki. We'll get to who they are. And Bunraku, the little murderous puppets that are basically Kabuki puppets. So let's go ahead and get the Kabuki puppets out of the way. These are the Bunraku. Size 2. Cost 6. Health 6. Movement 6. Defense 5 with a mask. 4 willpower. These little guys have armor plus 1. They also have leverage. And so, yeah, they're doing a whole leverage thing, just like the rest of the crew. Disappear with a mask. Until the end of his activation, his model gains a plus 2 defense. That's nice. Let's see. Not a lot going on. That's it for their abilities. But they have a lucky knife doing 2, 3, 4 damage with critical strike with the rams, as usual. With the crows, you can daze something, so it's pushed 3 inches in any direction. These little puppets can lure, too. And they got the rip and tear, which is mean that they can take an attack action at you and get a plus 2 to duel. Their free action is risky maneuver, and it's basically this model suffers 1 damage. Then this model gains focus plus 1 and may push up to 3 inches any direction. Could be beneficial, but Lisa can attack, right? Because the geishas cannot. Let's see. Now, I was just like, who's this Kunochi or whatever? I'm butchering it. I'm not doing it on purpose, but it's happening. I was like, who the heck are these? And, you know, I don't have the cards for 10 Thunders yet, but they're coming in the mail. So I'm like, who are these? So I'm looking, cost 6, okay, height 2, 30mm bases, 6 health points, 5 movement, 5 defense, 5 willpower. These things are disguised, so cannot be target of actions generated by charge. They're bulletproof plus 1, so shooting at them, they get a plus 1. You reduce the damage. They have Nihilism. When this model would gain a condition, it may instead discard a card not to do this. I'm like thinking, okay, is this a new model or not? Because this just seems like, maybe that should be Hamlin, I'm thinking. Tools for the job. At the start of this model's activation, may draw a top card of its discard pile, then discard a card. To the end of that phase, this model may add the suit of the discarded card to its final duel. That's pretty cool. They have leverage as well. So I'm like, always just like, what are these girls? They have exotic weapons, 2, 3, 4 damage, unexpected ferocity. When resolving, target suffers an additional damage equal to the value of its distracted condition up to maximum of 2. So, okay, well, you're going to distract things and you get pluses. I see where this is going. Reposition, move up to 3 inches. with a mask and with a crow, no witnesses. And that's basically, you get plus 1 damage, and same as the no witnesses before, and action ignores armor. So I'm like, what are these? So I'm trying to figure out really what they are. I mean, they got Shuriken, which can 1, 2, 3 damage. This model may move up to 3 inches. Unexpected ferocity, same thing. Galvanized, another friendly model within 3 inches. This model gains focus. And I've got your back. Target another engaged friendly model. Target is placed in base contact with this model. And it's got with the tome preparations. Target gains focus 1. So it's like killing me. Like, what the hell are these things, you know? And then it realized these are those Anrakus? I don't know what they were called before. But the chick geisha fighter showgirl things. I was like, oh, so I can use them. And with him, and with her, okay, and they got the whole Queen Gong, and, well, unfortunately, you know, that's all they have, so if you can take them in your 10 Thunders, it's going to cost you +1 point. We have the Charm Warder, we'll go over first. Two of these guys you can have. These guys are monks as well. They have Enlightened, but, which means the start of this model's activation against Chi Token when this model is taken. The concentrate action may gain chi tokens instead of focus +1. Harness chi, I gotta really figure this out. I don't know how much I'm going into this, but I'm probably gonna go with one if I decide to play with this crew more than often. If this model flips one or more cards as part of a duel, it discards one chi token to gain a +2 to the total. Oh, okay. Leverage, there it is again. Barrier to the other world. After enemy model is summoned within 5 inches of this person, it suffers 2 damage. So it's kind of like anti-summoning thing that they're out there. Lantern of Souls. Enemy models within 5 inches ignore their demise abilities. So I gotta really read up and figure what that is. They have a Chi Blade. 2, 3, 4 damage. Let's see. Ignoring Incorporeal. So that's cool. For each card, for each discarded chi token by this action, the model may ignore 1 negative to its damage flip. They have aggressive chi. Discarded chi token when resolving damage from its action is irreducible. Inner Peace. Well, with the tome, you're gaining concentrate action. And exorcism with the crow. Target must have the summon upgrade attached, and the target is killed. So, I don't know if you're going against a lot of summoning things. I mean, you can only have 2 of these lovely little things, I would probably do it. They have Jinx, which is range 10, target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage, and gains injured +1. And with a Crow, shady dealings. For each of the opposing player's unrevealed schemes, the target must discard a card at random. There we go. Are we going to keep our schemes unrevealed, or we're going to reveal? You know, it's just forcing you to come out, you know, so far in the crew and look at it. You're going to tell me what your schemes are just because there's some negative to it. They have Chaos Theory, range of 5, Pulse. Choose a suit. Triggers on this action must be declared if able. One at a time, every model within range discards the top 2 cards of its fate deck. For each discarded card that matched the named suit, the enemy model suffers 2 damage. I like that. With the Crow, no casualty. Choose a model within line of sight that's not within range when resolving. The chosen model counts as being within range for this action. So, you thought you were getting away, but I really can't help you out too much because, well, yeah, is. And last up, we went to the Geisha. We went to the Unryu. No, that's not the name. Damn it, I suck. Banraku, but we have the Kabuki Warrior, which I believe is a new model, I think. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. 40mm bases, cost 8 points, combat finesse. When this model is targeted with an attack action, the attacking model's duel cannot be cheated. Enemy models within 2 inches of this model suffer negative on willpower duels. Of course, this has leverage as well. These guys are running around with a great sword, 2 range, stat 6 resist. Defense, target suffers 3, 4, 5 damage. So, right then and there. I'm sorry, you gotta have damage, man. You can sit there and play board control all you want, but you have to have a little muscle. If this model has not taken the charge action, this activation, the attack receives a plus to its damage flip. And these guys have beautiful clothes because as they're kicking their ass, they're showing off the new fancy duds. Yep, these guys also have lore and target. Is moved towards this model with rip, and then with a ram, you got rip and tear. You can go ahead and attack and gains plus. New Horizon is its free action. Target a scheme marker. Place the target anywhere within 6 inches of its current location. Now you can move enemies or your scheme markers around where you need them. Looking at the Queen Gong, I like them. definitely hand and scheme control. With some pass token, well, everything got the pass token thing, the leverage, you're going to really stack that up. I like using my my henchman. I love using the Hinamatsu. Well, I have not used her yet, but I'm glad I can with them making Kaladi part of Dead Man's Hand. And, well, at least she fits somewhere, right? Same with my little Bunraku. So it's pretty cool. I like the whole Japanese theater thing. So this is running along with that feeling. And most of all, I like the Oriental miniature games like Clan War and L5R. And since Clan War doesn't exist anymore, no one wants to play with the stuff they have, I have to take other avenues to hit my Clan War necessity or need, and that would be the Ten Thunders. And this one definitely hit what I would say if I was to pick a clan, Scorpion. That's what I would do. That's my first, I think, maybe not, but one of my first, and or first, basically, going through crew. I bought it, put it together. Oh, by the way, they sucked to put together. Yeah, good luck with that one. It sucked. But they look good when they're all said and done. I'm going to paint them up, have them up there, working on my Molly first. And we'll discuss more in the future, so a bit more of the Malifaux rules as I read through. A lot has stayed the same, but what didn't stay the same is significant. You might think it's small, but it's just like, oh, okay. And it's throwing me for a loop a little bit, but as I get more understanding, I'll share it with you best I can. Alrighty, well, that is that. Still working out on this thing. And, try and figure out more different ways to entertain everybody while getting my my blabbermouth about my own hobbies out of the way. So if you have any comments, concerns, or questions, send them to SeanHammer, the number 9, at yahoo.com. Give me some thoughts. It'd be cool to have the viewers, or the listeners, I say, to help tailor a show to something more than they want to hear. So I'll leave you with that. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
Problems, and I've got my share. That's one thing I never meant to.